Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Three Days of Murph. This week, we have music from Kelly Bannon, Whitey Morgan, and Runaway Angel. We'll also be discussing the upcoming release of Runaway Angel's sophomore album, as well as the time we had him on the show for an interview. And this is going to be a good one, folks. Oh, and also, today's show is totally fan voted. I was given a great idea from a former artist on the show, or from a former guest on the show, and an artist we've played before, Josh Gallagher, to make this going forward a fan voted show, which I think is only fair. With that being said, I'm about to reveal the first ever fan edition of the show, but I want to go back and recap where we I left off last week. So at number three last week we had Brandon Ray with Into the Earth. Number two was a Smithfield with their single Hey Whiskey, and at number one last week was Austin Burke with A Whole Lot in Love. Now, before we get to today's chart, I have several people I need to congratulate on a few things. Brand new music is dropping left and right, folks. So with that, for the first time in show history, I actually have notes for today, which is kind of crazy. But anyway, a big congrats to my friends Elena, Alyssa Trahan, and Lena Stone on brand new music. I don't have an exact date or a title for Alana's new single, but I just know it's coming soon. Alyssa Trahan is going to release a brand new EP called Push Play, and Lena Stone's new single is going to be called I Can't Think Straight. And both Alyssa and Lena's new projects are due out Friday, October 27th. And we'll also be having Alyssa on the show that next day, Saturday, October 28th, for an interview to tell us all about it. Carly Pierce today dropped her debut album, Every Little Thing, on Big Machine Records. So, congrats to her for that. And also congrats to Delta Ray and Smithfield on releasing brand new videos. Delta Ray released their video for No Peace and Quiet, and Smithfield released their video for When You're Young. So, with that being said, hold on one second. I'm doing something. With that being said, let's get into Today's show, shall we? And with all the congratulations out of the way, so coming up at number three is the super talented singer-songwriter and Nashville native Kelly Bannon with her single "A Welcome to the Party." I'll play the song and I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Kelly after we hear a number three. It's Kelly Bannon with "A Welcome to the Party" on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
How you doing? Happy Friday.
I didn't expect you to. I didn't expect you to pop in and surprise me like this.
It was the spur of the moment while I was finishing up work.
I got you.
I read about Kelly Bannon's "Welcome to the Party." I saw you were playing it, and actually, it's a terrific song. and I think it might be her best song to date. And we are so busy with shows, and I thought I'd join you.
Awesome.
You know,
well,
I thought I'd take you home for the weekend.
Awesome. You're just in time, actually, because I was going to tell the listeners about Kelly Bannon. You see, a raised in Nashville, Tennessee, Kelly Bannon has built her career on a sound steeped in the city's past, present, and future, mixing country twang, pop folk, and southern storyline, and southern storytelling into the same pot. She's a songwriter, a singer, a trailblazer. But throughout her career, that's included major label singles, independent releases, top 50 hits, and shows alongside icons like Williams Jr. and Luke Bryan. Bannon has consistently called her own shot. She continues that streak with her new EP, Cheap Sunglasses, a mix of melodic hooks and modern production, whose songs were all co-written by Kelly herself. Swaggering and soulful, Cheap Sunglasses celebrates hope, humor, honesty, and just a bit of heartache. It's an EP about life written by a woman who's seen plenty of it. From the thrill of playing supersized shows, including a stagecoach and a cross-country, a third girl's a rockin' to a bar tour, to the challenge of forging her own path in a competitive town, Kelly has lived the country music dream. Its challenges, triumphs, and its rewards. She's a chronicle of her journey along the way with a Cheap Sunglasses joining a catalog that already includes a career-launching indie album, Radio Skies, and a handful of EMI Nashville singles, from I Smoke When I Drink to Famous. Her influence reaches far beyond the stage. But This Nashville Life, a new podcast launched and hosted by Kelly, shines a light on the business side of the music business, featuring guest interviews, stories, industry tips, and plenty of insight from promoters, radio execs, and fellow songwriters. The podcast has received glowing reviews not only from Kelly's fans, but from outlets such as iTunes, where This Nashville Life was named a, quote, a new and noteworthy release. Kelly is still chasing her own dream, but she's sharing advice with others too, equipping a generation of dreamers with the tools they need to create their own careers. Quote, it's not just about music, she says, of This Nashville Life. It's about what you do with a passion. It's about what you do with a perseverance. It's not just looking. I'm not just looking inside the music biz. I'm looking inside any kind of creative struggle. For Kelly Bannon, the past is filled with milestones and memories. She's looking ahead now with a guitar in her hands, a new song in her head, and a Cheap Sunglasses to ward off the glare. So that was a little bit kind of long-winded about Kelly Bannon and you guys just heard her single Welcome to the Party, which you guys voted in today as number 3. I was telling the listeners, Craig, I don't know if you were listening when I mentioned this or not, but today's show is totally fan voted.
No, I didn't know that. Can you tell me and have the audience how to cast your vote?
What I'll do, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Craig. What I'll do every week is I will put out a poll on Twitter of three songs that I've chosen. I'm going to play that week, and let, of course, I'll tag the artist, obviously, and I'll let the artist fans vote on the order of the songs. So that's how that'll be done from now on.
I think that's a great idea to get the fans involved in voicing their opinions about the song.
Yeah, I think so too. Actually, I'll tell you who put that in my head was Josh Gallagher, believe it or not. I was like, wow, that's actually a good idea, buddy.
Really? He
seriously
approved it. He approved that idea.
Yeah, Josh was actually the one that made me realize I needed to find some way to get the fans involved. So from now on, that's what I'm doing.
I agree with him. I think it's a solid idea.
Okay.
I think a lot more interaction as a result.
Yep, I
and
agree.
More feedback from them.
Are you ready for the number two song on the show today?
Oh, you mean, no, I meant in general.
No, I mean, it's time to get to the number two song today. It's time to get to that. So, at number two today, this is Whitey Morgan with Waiting Around to Die on Indie Country Radio.
Sometimes I don't know where this dirty road is taking me. Sometimes I can't even see the reason why. I guess I keep a gambling, lots of booze and lots of rambling. It's easier than just waiting around to die. Just waiting around to die. friend at last. He don't drink or steal or cheat or lie. His name's Codeine. He's about the nicest thing I ever seen. Together we're gonna wait around to die.
And at number two, that was Whitey Morgan with Waiting Around to Die. What did you think of that song?
I thought that was terrific. That was like a slow, good beat song by him.
I agree. Let me tell you guys a little bit about Whitey Morgan. Well, I'm in the process of it. Whitey Morgan is an American honky tonk artist from Flint, Michigan. Emerging from the Detroit music scene, Whitey relentlessly tours the country, spreading his sound and attitude everywhere he goes. He plays honky tonk tunes in any club, in any town without apology. He and his bandmates drive their point home, just like their families drove the cars that they built on the line home from work, with a purpose. Ripping 200 plus shows a year, you can count on Whitey Morgan to deliver and then some. Quote, if I could, I'd play every day, all day. But maybe at some point, I'll be so lucky to have such an option. If you ask this feverishly loyal audience, they'd firmly agree with him. Quote, my friends are nothing short of amazing. But they come back time and time again, and each time they bring more and more people. That's as good as it gets in my book. And like I said, that was Whitey Morgan with his single Waiting Around to Die. And that brings us to number one this week. It's from a band that we've shown several times, and we had him on the show, I think, a few months ago. It's my favorite ladies from Canada, the incredibly talented a Runaway Angel, who, as I mentioned at the top of the show, are about to release their sophomore album titled Zero, and if this song is any indication, this second album is going to be killer. So without further ado, I come in this week at number one on the first ever fan voted indie country radio is Runaway Angel with Around the Band.
Thank you. this road ain't always straight. Yeah, it can take you to a place you never planned to go. Let go of your fears. Let fate take the wheel around the bend. You might find something that you didn't expect. Imperfect, beautiful around the bend. Wrong way, down a one-way street. You got tired feet,
tired feet,
and a tired heart. Close your eyes,
close your
and
eyes.
You'll find your way. And take a deep breath,
deep breath,
and a leap of faith. Imperfect, beautiful around the bend. Around the bend, you might find something that you didn't expect. And it could be wonderful. And in the end, you'll find what you were looking for. Imperfect, beautiful around the bend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Imperfect, beautiful around the bend.
Just tied a record. Can you guess what record they tied, Craig?
Let me guess. Longest, most songs at number one?
Exactly. They've had this one, they've had My Sunday, and I can't think right offhand of the last one. Oh. But they tied Morgan Miles for most number one songs on the show.
Well, I think that only leaves one thing left to do in terms of Morgan Miles and Runaway Angel. That is, we should have the book try to get them on our show.
I've already had them both, but. I'd love to have them both back again sometime. That would be so great.
In 2018, I think that would be terrific.
That would be so great. And a little spoiler alert, a Runaway Angel may or may not break the record next week.
Put them in the top three, and hopefully the viewers will vote them in as number one. And that will break the record.
That their a brand new single may or may not break the record next week. So, hey, I'm glad you joined me today. You're normally not around for Indie Country Radio, but I'm glad you joined me, buddy.
Hey, it was a pleasure to wind down the work week with you.
One thing I did want to mention before we ended the show for today is November 4th. Runaway Angel will be having their album album release party up in Toronto, Canada, where they're from. So,
oh.
I'm not sure of the time on that, but I just know it's there. So, with that, hey, we've got a couple of great shows next week, don't we, buddy?
Oh, yes. We have Sarah Spearman this Monday. We have Juliana Hale on Tuesday.
You know, and I follow both of them on Twitter, and they are just so sweet. I cannot wait to talk with them both. I'm going to I'll leave you guys with a little teaser. I'm not going to say who, but this month, I think in a couple of weeks, we have an artist who I've been trying to schedule on the show for literally years, and she was one of the first artists I ever reached out to, so I cannot wait for that. But with that being said, I think I'm gonna let you go and wrap things up, okay, buddy?
All right. Will do, Cody. Have a good weekend. See you Monday.
All right, man. I'll talk to you Monday.
Good Monday.
And there you have it for another week of Indie Country Radio. Craig totally surprised me by calling in. It was great to have him show up and call in. But as you heard, Monday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Sarah Spearman joining us, and that next day, Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we've got the incredibly talented Miss Juliana Hale. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.